What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode, Conspiracy or Just a Coincidence. I am Jack Allen. First, go follow me on Twitter and Instagram at CodeJackPodcast. If you want to support the show, I got a Patreon and a Venmo, and you can just DM me, but they're both at Conspiracy or JAC, Conspiracy or Just a Coincidence. And I will change those tomorrow, maybe. I'm going to change them all to at Kojak Podcast. I'm getting a neon sign, everybody. So when if you watch the shows on YouTube, I'm going to have a baller at Kojak Podcast neon sign. Liv and I haven't decided if it should say my Twitter handle because we see how flaky those can be, but we'll figure it out. So that's what I'm working on. But if you want to support the show, like I said, I got a Venmo and Patreon, and I got so many nice like reviews on the last YouTube episode I did on the Jesuits of part four of it. So thank you guys. I love that episode. Go check that out. And today's episode is with Colorado Dank. And the guy is a wealth of knowledge, dude, on the occult. So it was such a good episode. I got to listen to make sure the tech issue, my internet was like acting a little funky. So hopefully there's no weirdness. But if there is, it only is in like the beginning. And then my internet magically started working after like 15 minutes. So if you need to skip ahead, we jump all around. So you're not going to like, you know, it's not like a step-by-step like my shows are. But Colorado talks all this awesome stuff about kind of what my part four was on the Jesuits, like all this trickery, how they call, you know, Mary the Queen of Heaven. Well, the Queen of Heaven was Ishtar and Venus. Bible says never to call her Mary, and he's big on talking about the thing I talked about yesterday, the graven images, which is in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it says do not depict God or Jesus. And that is because you will end up not worshiping the God of the Bible and Jesus. And what do we do today? There is tons in the statues of ancient Rome. They were all pagan statues. They just renamed them to Christian names. And that's why you're not supposed to depict these graven images. So we talk about that. We talk about Hinduism, Hindu Christianity, this new age stuff that everyone's getting, not everyone, but people are getting caught up in and like manipulated and, you know, crystals and all this stuff that is all this occult worship, honestly. And we're being tricked. So it's a great show. We're going to do a part two. Hopefully the tech issues work. But go follow him. It's at Colorado. I think there's an underscore. I think it's at Colorado underscore Dank 99. And I just want to make sure that that's correct before I say that again. Yeah. So on Instagram, at Colorado underscore Dank 99. And it's a great show. He's really knowledgeable on the cult. I was blown away. So go follow him, support the show, leave a review. If you can't support the show, that's totally fine. Someone messaged me on YouTube today, like, hey, I can't support the show, but I love it. You're doing such great work. That was awesome, dude. So if you guys could leave a review on where you listen to podcasts, it helps like, you know, boost the show. And hopefully we can get some of these people that's like our history fans to maybe see that we're being tricked all the heck over. But that's it, guys. So I'm Jack Allen. Enjoy the show. We'll talk soon. And thanks for listening. Take care, guys. All right, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Conspiracy or Just a Coincidence. I am Jack Allen. So today I have the occult symbolism destroyer, the man with the knowledge to help us break down some of these crazy celebrities and all the stuff they do and a few other things. Colorado Dank, thanks for being on the show, dude. And hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing, bro?
I'm nice, dude. I'm doing great. So that how's Colorado treating you?
Oh man, it's been okay. It's been like drowsy weather yesterday and today, but besides that, man, it's been good.
Nice, dude. Well, so this is like the one thing that's like awesome about this community is you meet like people there's so many awesome people, like the internet and social media. I mean, it makes you connect with so many people. And we just started like talking on Instagram, and what really like drove me to all your posts and stuff like that was all the symbolism that you're really good at identifying these hidden meanings or like photos that people have. Do you just like watch people's Insta? Like, how do you find all your posts?
Man, I just living life, being, you know, I don't go looking for it.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. You know, I can watch think I did a post the other day on, I was looking for a movie for me and my girl to watch before we went to sleep. And
Yeah.
I noticed that the movie House, the dude had the Kundalini picture with the divine wings and the two snakes crawling up the pole,
Yeah.
which you also see on the medical, like ambulance and stuff like that, is their insignia. And what this means is, it's divinity. It's opening up the third eye and becoming a god, being the Elohim. But it's the ungodly way to do it. It's forbidden, so that's why you'll see it, hidden images everywhere. So these people want to become a god.
Ooh.
They show it in their movies. They show it in their video, their music videos. It's always, lavish lifestyle, become a god, and and they're wanting technology to do it. I mean, look at Elon Musk putting a brain chip so that he can enhance your ability to remember things and be smarter. And he's saying one day we won't even need our mouths because we'll be like telepathically communicating. And it's like, man, that's not cool. That's not cool with me. I don't want to be a god.
Well, he's interesting, dude. So what is your, 'cause Elon, he like, you know, he's definitely becoming like this, like sa not savior, but like on the right, people love Elon Musk. So what's your take on Elon? 'Cause he, you know, he says like one thing that's like conservative and people are like, oh, this is our guy. This is our guy.
Okay, so Elon Musk, this is my perception of him. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's coming off as a good guy. He's the one saying that, hey, AI is going to destroy us. And then a month later, he comes back and he says, hey, we have to join AI so it doesn't destroy us. That's transhumanism. And
Yeah.
then he's talking about privacy and all this stuff. Because he doesn't have any in California, so he builds Starlink that can literally spy on the entire world. He's built an army fleet of robots. He's the one that's behind the climate change push for these electric vehicles that
That's true.
are there. Dude, if you knew what it takes to get those minerals, what China's doing and all these people are doing. Dude, they're destroying. Not only are they destroying the local environment, that area, but they're putting kids down there to mine. They're worried about fuel, gas, and all that stuff. They're saying it's destroying the atmosphere. I just don't think it is the way that they're
Right.
saying it is. I think Mother Earth can take a lot more than what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They're doing it as a method of control. Once everything's digital, you can control it, And he's wanting to put these computer chips in the brain, so. And he's they're eventually they're going to be using what's called graphene oxide. And
I've
this is
heard
one
what
thing.
I've heard of that. What is that?
So graphene oxide is graphene or graphite. So graphite's on the pencil. That's what they use. They changed it
Right.
out from lead to graphite.
Yeah.
And now they take graphite and they break it down to just one or two layers. I forgot how many nanometers small or nano on the nanoscale. I forgot just how small it is, like 0.02 nanos or some shit like that. It's really
Okay.
small. And they say it's the strongest material on Earth. They take the graphene oxide, they dilute it with a liquid. That way they can inject it into your body for mo I've posted on this in the past. They can be used for drug delivery. Can use be used for batteries. It's highly conductive, more than copper. So it's the most highly conductive material on the planet. It's the most high that we know about. It's the most strongest material on the planet, more than diamonds.
Damn.
It's intense. It's incredibly intense. What all they're doing with it, but they're lying to us about a lot of it. So Elon Musk is working with DARPA since like 2015 that we know about. When he signed contracts and shit. And it was all about nanotechnology, using graphene oxide nanotechnology. It's called non-surgical nanotechnology. Or med bots is what most people may know it by. But they can send a signal because graphene is so conductive. They can send signals to it, and it can literally put itself together inside your body. And he did it. He did a show. I forgot where he did the show at. I posted it a while back. It was a TikTok that I posted, but so this is what he did. He went on, gave a whole story about himself and things that are going on, and it was all about his computer chip in the brain. And this computer chip, what it does, it gives you the ability to remember, pretty much become superhuman. You can download a different language if you wanted to. But he also said that it allows you to put 50% of your brain into the cloud while the other 50% of your consciousness stays inside your body. And that, to me, opens you up for possession. So then you can go to the metaverse. And so half of your body, half of your mind's in the metaverse. And because he's already came out and said he can do better than Facebook and all these companies. He said he can do them. He said his chips will make it so you can't tell the difference when you wake up or you go to sleep. You won't be able to tell if you're still in the this metaverse or not. And I think that's a lot of what's going to happen is people are going to go into this metaverse. They're going to think they got out, but they never actually got out because that's when they're actually getting in.
Dude, so, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, bro. Well, it says in the Bible, you know, people will seek death but cannot find it. In fact, death will run from you. So that death will literally elude you. So if you kill yourself, what happens in a video game? You just restart. You reset.
Right.
You're that an almost, avatar, which is that Hinduism.
That almost sounds like a Gnostic, like almost like a like if because right, I think Gnostics. Some of them believe like they. They say they won't even bring a child into this world because it's adding to like the Archon prison planet, and this like transhumanism almost it seems like that's like a it's like the next step. Well, this way you never or I don't know I don't do you understand what I'm saying?
I mean,
it's like a
yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I mean we are in an assimilation. We that's one thing we do know, but it's Yahweh's assimilation. They want to be able to change this assimilation. I mean, it's Yahweh's, and at the same time, it's also Lucifer's. Lucifer has manipulated Lucifer, or you can call him Apollo, whatever name you want to give him. He's manipulated the reality that we're in. So they say that one day that the veil will lift and people will fear everything that they see coming upon the earth. So I don't know, man. Sometimes I think that that's what they're doing. They're pushing assimilation upon us because I know they have an ice cube center. It's in the Antarctica for CERN. Okay. And they're just shooting out all these particles out into the – they're shooting them out, and they're also collecting them. They're called – what are they called? Neutrons or – I can't remember the name off of it. Sorry, I just woke up. Forgive me. My brain's still waking up too.
It's warming up. Not if you had that chip though, dude, then you wouldn't have to warm up.
I just hit a button. Yeah, so the non-surgical technology, let's say you break your arm, you shatter your elbow. Well, they can literally just stick you with a needle that those nanotech bots will then go into your elbow and reconstruct you a new elbow without having to ever cut your skin.
Damn,
so
dude.
When he was doing this discussion, what he said was he can go into he can go in through all your arteries. If he injects it, then he can go through all your arteries. Once he gets to the arteries, that's a main highway to your body. He can go all the way up to your eyes and to your brain.
Right.
So they can literally construct a microchip in your brain without ever having to cut your skull.
Dude, that is crazy.
Yep. And it was in the jab. So, and people are saying, no, it wasn't in the jab. That's just what we think. Well, I looked at studies and I posted this a long time ago, but I'm just gonna say jab because I want to get you kicked off. The jab, what they did was they took the cancer mRNA jab that was being conducted in 2015, and they just renamed it the C19 jab. And if you look through the research on the cancer mRNA, they were proud because they said with this new technology, this GO. They could use the magnets to then take, once you inject it, take that medicine and go directly to the source of the cancer and have all the medicine sit on top of that cancer. And then the GO, what it does is it allows the cells to open up so the medicine can go into the cell. Damn. And it also does that with your DNA. So it goes into the DNA, it opens up the cells, and then it reprograms your DNA.
So
it takes multiple shots to get it done, but... Have people already had three shots, or I think they're going to have a fourth shot coming, an end-all shot is what they were calling it.
Well, so what's the goal? Like the goal of, is it just to bring everyone into like the metaverse or this like transhumanist agenda? Is that the, like, what is the point of behind all this?
In my opinion, is to take your soul and it's to take your soul pretty much, you know? So So the way that it works with Yahweh, it says through the Father, you know, you have to go through the through Yeshua to get to the Father. You know, Yeshua died for our sins, and to get to God, to Yahweh, the Father, you have to go through him. And that's why the Catholic Church is always saying, yes, Father, and praying to the Father, because they're manipulating people that know that he's not the Father. The priest is not the Father. It's talking about Yahweh. You have to pray to Yahweh for forgiveness of your sins, for coming short of what he had asked of you. You have to ask him, because, you know, he's given us bliss and we're just laughing in his face and mocking him and doing whatever we want. He's given us free will. They want to take that away. They want to take away your free will. So everything is an inversion. As above, so below. So whatever happens above is an inversion of that below. So they're wanting to invert everything. They're wanting to take your soul that we've been given. They're wanting to take your free will that we've been given. They're wanting to change your DNA so you can't even reach the Father, because we were made in His image. We're not God's children per se, as far as blood type, but we were made in His image. You know, we're sons of Adam. We're sons of man. We're not sons of God. Those are Elohim. Now they want to become Elohim, but
damn, dude.
And then I'll break that down. So Elohim is just an angel or God. So it's a plural. So angels or God. So that's you'll hear me talk a lot about Elohim, because that's honestly what they want to become. If you watch Dragon Ball, I know a lot of people have watched that before. You got the God series now, and you got Goku, the star character. He becomes a Elohim. He becomes an angel for split seconds. He hasn't been able to control it yet, but I'm sure they'll eventually make him into an Elohim, which is an angel. And that's what the whole story of the ultra, what is it? What is that shit called? Sorry. Autonomous Ultra Instinct. So that's all that is, when he breaks the shell and then he becomes a god. And that's what the whole, you know, divine wings, you see the divine wings on the helmets of the Vikings. It's all about opening the third eye, the crown. Once you open up the 1,000 lotus and become a god, you're divine. You can transcend time.
Damn.
At your own will. So, like, literally, you can astral project it at your will and go wherever you want.
So you think that's what Krishna talk about. So talk about that, because you always bring up, like, we Hindu Christianity and, like, this, like, New Age stuff. So talk, because I know what Hinduism is. I've heard these names, but I know nothing beyond that.
So a lot of these religions, they came from the fallen angels, I believe. I don't know for sure.
Damn, dude, that's a great theory.
That it appears that angels who give men the knowledge to become a god. And that's the same thing as the snake in the Garden of Eden. And if you ever watch these videos, I post a lot of stuff about this. They're always talking about the one eye, they're covering up the one eye. And it's all about the third eye of Horus. And this eye of Horus is think of it as your portal to divinity. And once you open it up, everything you think, you didn't really know anything. You know, I'll always say I don't know everything, because that would make me a god. So to actually know the existence, the reality that surrounds us, the different dimensions that are bleeding into ours, like, I would know all this stuff. Like, I'd have it on tap, just be able to spit it out. But you get into the feminine, the male energy. This goes back to 5,000, I think it's 5,000, 10,000 years. 5,000, something. I mean, now for one, and everyone's like, had Christianity is like, yeah, that, but the Bible, supposed to be any, if it was, because there's a lot of, there is some, and the kind of makes you think there was others, but it still, it wasn't no, 5,000 years ago. I think the fallen angels were down here at that time. They were already bearing children to women, for there were giants in those days, and those are the Raphaim. So if you really look into the Hindu Christian factor, see, everything Lucifer does, that's after he took 33% of the angels with him, everything that he does is to mock God. That's why you'll see in the Hindu religion, Shakti, they're hanging out their tongue. And I believe it's in Isaiah where he literally says, "Hey, who are you sticking out your tongue mocking me?" And because it was talking about how the demons were mocking Yahweh. They were down here looking back up and hanging their tongues out, which is a sex magic. Do our will, Aleister Crowley type stuff. And, it was all mocking. So everything they do is to mock him. It's an aviated. So they want to recreate. So just kind of keep that in mind when you're thinking about the DNA, do that. Plus they're cutting us off from being able to ask for him. You know, even back when you go into like the you see David and Hinduism, and I posted, I can't remember the exact name of it off the top of my head, but Yanda or something like that. I can't remember. I don't want to start looking at my phone and I'll get distracted.
I got it on the screen, so I'm trying to look for, so if you see it when I'm pulling it up. But well, and dude, first of all, I just want to go, but that's such a, what's that?
No, I was saying, go back up. You passed it.
Oh, I passed it.
Yeah, you passed it. I think. I thought I saw it. Post too much shit, dude, man. Well, right also, there, to the right. To the top right, right there. In the middle right. Yeah. Right. This guy? That's our David. That's in Hinduism.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. If you look at the very center, that's a cube. The hexagram, that's a cube.
Right.
Yeah. Saturday worship.
Well, that's so, like, I mean, they always bring that up, how that's on the, you know, Israel's flag, but nowhere in the Bible is the Star of David a symbol, correct?
Yeah, it is. It is actually. So when Solomon took over, you have his father David, he had done a lot of, you know, murdering for Yahweh to get to the control he needed. You know, he went to build the temple. Yahweh said, "No, you have too much blood on your hands. You're not pure enough."
Okay.
His son Solomon do it, who your heart. Solomon built the first temple. He built the Bo and Jochum pillars, the male and feminine energy pillars at the very front of the temple. And after he began ruling, because there was science and fallen angels and all that shit during those days, for him to be able to rule the kingdom, he gave him what's called the seal of God. And the seal of God is the Star of David. That's where he always is that's where you get the as above, so below. So he could, triangle pointing up was so that he could conjure the angels that he needed to do his work. And then the triangle pointing down was the as below so that he can control the demons. Ooh. So he could then conjure both spirits. And I think he conjured something like 70 demons. The circle around the Star of David was so that he was protected. It's a magic circle.
Yeah, interesting.
God, you can look at through the key of the key, and they use black magic, so they can conjure and summon demons.
So, first of all, I love that theory that the fallen angels brought the different religions. I've never heard that before. I think that's a very interesting avenue to examine or investigate. But all of them are like. Sorry.
He comes by many names. So he comes by Nimrod, Osiris, Krishna, Lord Shiva. He has a feminine side, Shakti, Adiprakti, all Adiprakti Shakti. He has all these different names. So that's how he creates deception. And then he also has, when you go into Constantine worshipped Apollo 300 AD. He became, it was around, I'm not saying exactly 300, but
right,
300 AD. They burned the Bibles. They persecuted all the disciples and anyone that even talked about Christianity. So then he stopped it because his mother Helena, I believe it was Helen, mother Helen or Helena.
Yeah, one of yes, yeah.
She became Christian. She ended up going to find the true cross. That's where the cross worship came from. Although the cross is I'll get into that in a second. Why it's all dollars. It's nothing to do with Christianity.
All right.
But then, you know what I'm saying? So that's his mother is where the Christian part came from, because it's his mother. He became the first emperor to announce himself as Christian. Mm-hmm. But secretly, he was a sun god worshiper. You know, he divorced his wife immediately when he became the emperor, got another wife that had two kids. He ended up murdering that wife and his he murdered his son because that wife wanted her oldest son to become the emperor. And she knew that wouldn't happen because he already had a firstborn. So then she said he raped her, killed his son, his firstborn son, found out it was a lie. Then he burned her inside the sauna. So, and then his mother Helena came back and all this shit had already happened. So
he's
not really a good person at all. I mean, killed his own firstborn son with a sword. And then they pretty much cremated the other wife.
Wow.
But, you know, he's the one that changed Easter. He's the one that changed Saturday to Sunday.
What do you mean Saturday to Sunday?
Well, Saturday is a true Sabbath. Sat your day, Saturday. So that's whenever you're supposed to sit and do nothing. You're supposed to just worship. That was the day that was the seventh day. They changed it to the sixth day, and they made Sunday sun worshiping day, Sunday. Ooh. So that they could worship the sun, because he worshiped Apollo. And, you know, it does speak about Apollo in Revelations. It's talking about the son of perdition. Apollyon is what they called him, or Apollyon. And if you break it down, his name is Osiris, and Osiris was Nimrod. So a lot of this breaks back down into Babylon.
Well, I think that's what makes it like confusing for me, who like, I told you I was reading that Jesuit book and the symbolism. And it's like, because you have all these gods, but they're all like kind of like Osiris with Bacchic or whatever, but like the Bacchal rites, like Bacchic was from many to one. And that sounded like the Osiris story, except the Osiris story, he got torn to shreds too, but they found his penis. And in the Bacchic story, it was his heart, right?
It's the exact same story as Nimrod. So you have Nimrod, Semiramis, and then you have Tammuz. And Tammuz is mentioned in the Bible. So is Nimrod. So Tammuz was mentioned in the Bible, Ezekiel 8:14. And it literally says 5 to 20 men are walking to the altar. They look to their right. There's a woman weeping for Tammuz, also named Dammuzi. And then when they get to the altar, they turn to their left and they worship the people are worshiping the Eastern star, Venus.
Damn.
Which is Lucifer, Phosphorus. So it literally says that people will go into the church and they'll be worshiping him in the church. They'll be worshiping Bel in the church. And so that's where I get into how they're worshiping Bel, which Tammuz turned into Bel whenever he died by the boar. And his mother Semiramis did a black magic ritual, and he flew up into the sun, and she said, "Everyone will call you now be Bel." And so that's where all the sun worship from Nimrod came from. So they were all like worshiping the sun. Wow. That's where you get the 1,000 points of light. That's where you get all of these pyramids that they're worshiping. It's all about worshiping the sun. And that's why in the Vatican, they have an obelisk from Egypt. And I believe it was John the Third or some shit like that. Pope John the Third or mm-hmm. Anyways, Pope John did multiple exorcisms, said that there were legions of demons inside this obelisk. Why bring it? Yeah. Bring Vatican if there's millions or legions of demons.
Right.
He did exorcism on it. And when you look at the from the sky view, it's a goal. It represents because that they worship the God of this world. You know, these Luciferians, the reason they worship this guy is because they think this is what there is, the physical. They don't worship the spiritual like we're supposed to. We're spiritual beings. We're not physical beings. This is only for a short time. This is like a testing period, you know, to see if we're worthy to go to heaven. So,
what's your take, dude? So like I don't know if it's a theory, but like my idea is that the reason why these people like do these, you know, because they go through a lot of effort in like music videos or whatever to do this symbolism, it's mm-hmm. because they're like getting an immediate response. Like it works in some way because, you know, like praying, you know, I pray every night. obviously, like, I don't see an immediate, you know, like if I prayed for whatever, it doesn't immediately show up in my hands. But I have this like feeling that these dark occult rituals, there's a more like immediate response that keeps that system of this worship perpetuating. Do you think that could be correct?
So this is absolutely, it's magic. So they're doing magic rituals. These symbols, they have more significance than what people think. The upside down pentagrams, all this stuff is absolutely immediate. In fact, if they don't do these things, then their contract's up. So these people have sold their soul to the devil. In fact, Will Smith just said, when you're at your peak, that's when the devil comes for you. He just said that whenever they did the ceremony, the Oscars, which I'd look at as a black magic ceremony. That's why I said the whole Chris Rock and Will Smith thing was a sham. It really hit him. That's his best friend, man.
Right.
You know, the Prince of Bel Air during that time, the dude was dressing in drag. Chris Rock was dressing as a woman on the Prince of Bel Air. Like, they've known each other since like teenagers. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, that shit was a sham. All these people have sold their soul to the devil. That's why they get the line. Like, if you don't sell your soul, it doesn't matter how good of a gift you have, you're not going to make it.
Right. And I think that's pretty selfish. I mean, like, the whole music industry is like that, just like you said. Yeah. So that's totally believable.
Think about the rapper Osiris. Why did he come out and say that you have to sell your soul? And he named himself Osiris.
So, right. I heard that. I know a rapper did that, but I didn't know his rapper name was Osiris.
Yeah, his rapping name's Osiris, and there's another one named 6ix9ine, which is another symbol of as above, so below, the 6 and the 9. Ooh. One's up, one's down.
Yeah.
So they all worship the devil. They have you have to sell your soul or you will not. And 6ix9ine even said, he's like, bro, if you're not a part of the group or the club, you won't make it. It doesn't matter how good you are. He's like, because he sucks, you know, his music sucks. It's really bad. But I mean, if you can look at all these people, look at The Rock, the Dome of the Rock. All these people, they have their names, they have their symbols. Everything is put into place on purpose, you know. But I mean, the Hindu gods. Okay, so you got Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
Joe Rogan has. It was Lord Shiva. Now, and he has Lord Shiva tatted on his right arm. And now in his studio.
Does he?
Yeah. Now he has his son, and I can't remember the damn name for the elephant, half elephant.
Oh.
I'll tell you in a second. It is Ganesha. Now he has a Ganesha statue inside of his I call it his little temple. He had the red lights, and you know, Joe Rogan's definitely on their team. I know people hate to hear that. I mean, I used to like listening to him too, man. But man, the spell, anything sounds great from that person that's projecting that spell. You know, he does all the yoga. Yoga comes from Lord Shiva. That's a way of getting to the top of the third of the post. So it's to open up your third eye. And he's always talking about opening up the third eye. In fact, that's the main logo that he has for his show.
Right, it is. Dude, so now, what's
I'm not saying in any way the third eye is bad. I'm saying the way that they're going about it is bad. If you open up your third eye, I believe that's how you ascend. If you read up the book Enoch, I believe that's what happened with him. I believe that Yahweh gave him the gift of being awake, and he ascended. That's why he's the only person ever known in text to leave this earth without dying. So I believe he ascended to the heavens. He opened up. He had a full ascension. He opened up his third eye.
So what's your take on the third eye? Like, you know, Joe Rogan's a big proponent of like psychedelics and things like that. Do you think they push this? Because obviously it's a big push these days on like drug usage and things like that. Is this a way to corrupt you, or is this a way to like give, you know, these psychedelics, like give you and act like you're accessing these fallen angels? I know that may sound crazy.
Absolutely, that's what's happening. So whenever you do psychedelics and you're doing this ritual or black magic or any of this stuff, you're opening, you're peeping the other side of the veil. You might as well be in front of a mirror doing your black magic and scrying. So scrying is like Candyman, how Candyman could come through the mirror. Serious though, that's what they're doing. So you had John Dee. John Dee used an Onyx mirror, which is like a super black mirror. It's called the Black Mirror, actually. Just like Snow White, he would summon demons, and he would use it while sitting at his table of light. And this table of light would sit on four wax wheels. They called it the Seal of God, and God, I can't remember exactly, but it's like a seal of it's a seal of God. They're big wheels. It sits on the beeswax. The beeswax, the reason it's beeswax is because the bee is a very significant symbol in the bridge to the other side. And you can look that up. So that's why you'll see people like Sam Tripoli pushing the bee, Theo Vaughn pushing the bee. That's why you see these things, is because they're in the know. They know this shit. So it's a way to see to the other side. And that's where you can go ask demons for help, assistance. That's what you got D-Wave computers for at CERN and all these places. They're trying to bring whatever's on the other side back over here. So he would sit his
Man.
table, the table on those wheels of wax, and then he'd have another big one in the middle of the table. And so he would do his black magic, his alchemy. I know a lot of people are into alchemy, but he would do his alchemy with certain chemicals and stuff like that. And
Yeah.
while he was doing his black magic, and he, I believe he was literally time traveling to the other side. That's how I think
Damn.
he was doing that. So there's a lot of reasons why you do not use Enochian occult magic. They even stopped it for a while before John Dee came in. They had stopped it. They made it forbidden because of how dangerous it was. But
Dude.
now everyone thinks that, oh no, these Enochian tablets, this Enochian magic, which is came to them from a from an angel. It came down to Enoch and gave him the information. The tablets were created, and
Right.
it was all done on beeswax.
Interesting, dude. I've seen your post about bees, but I had no idea what the significance was of the bee.
Yeah, the bee is it's the bridge to the other side. So there's a parallel dimension right next to us. Like, it literally, they even say this shit in Marvel. I posted on this a while back. So you have the bee man is his name.
Yeah.
You have, oh shit, what is it? I'm sorry, there's just so much
Like,
information. It's hard for me
yeah,
to
I
remember.
know, dude. Is it like Ant-Man and the Wasp, you mean?
No, like he was constructed of bees, and he made an appearance also in Spider-Man. So he literally was called the Bee Man. They made it during the time of the Nazis. Like they did a lot of this stuff, a lot of this black magic stuff came from the Nazis during their time.
I pulled
In
them up.
fact, this Nazism, Bee Man. That's not the one. Let me see if I can pull that shit up real quick. I posted it a while back. Nazi.
Dude, and also you brought up about John Dee and it's the Onyx or whatever the way you said it, but
Honest, yeah.
that was why I read his book and now he's friends with Tom DeLonge, so now I stopped reading his stuff, but whatever. But he talked about how the Mayans had that black rock, and that was what like the rock that we just came supposedly to the New World, and that was the rock that Edward John Dee and Edward Kelly used to
Yeah.
communicate with demons or whatever. Angels, whatever.
Yeah, the black cube, all that stuff. Yeah, I talk a lot about the Babylon religion. I've talked about the Russia logos, the Ukrainian logos. I
What
mean,
about that? The Russian logos and the
well,
Ukrainian
go up again.
logos.
I'll show you.
Oh, okay. Oh, right here, right?
So right there, that's the eagle. That's the bird. Isis
Yeah.
was the bird, the sky god.
Yeah.
So you can click through those. That's I forgot the dude's name off the top of my head. Is a boxer, and then you got Lucifer, and then I talk a little bit about it. But there was a guy. There's a boxer. And I can't remember his name, but they called him whatever that name is. I'm sorry.
Lomachenko.
Yeah, it's Ukrainian. I can't say it. But that was on his Instagram page. He had posted this stuff. You got the Matrix. You got the hands,
Yeah.
which I told you is that's divinity. And that's why you got Mike Carey, which was the dude that did Marvel. And he has a lot of Satanist shit in there. That's a dark angel behind him.
Yeah.
And you go from light to darkness. So that's why it's bright whenever it's on his hands. And then behind him is the darkness. So that's Lucifer. That's the real image. So he comes as light, but he's really darkness.
Interesting.
So it's the inversion.
Right.
Yeah.
So is the trick to get everybody? So like first I got two questions. So the Babylonian religion or the mystery religion, this was brought down by fallen angels and the secret societies got this information. They hid it from the public or whatever, and they kept it among themselves. Correct. Basically.
That's basically what happened. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Of course, during those times, it was out in the open. It was a lot more out in the open. And then after the days of Noah, when everything came crashing down from the flood, that's when everything went occultic. That's when you had the Knights of Templar, were another example, it's protectors of the rock. But they actually are where the Illuminati came from, the secret societies, the Moors, the Knights of Templar. They've been hidden ever since because the people were running them out. They were running out the Knights of Templar, so they went down. I watched a whole documentary on this. They went down below the Dome of the Rock. They stayed in the caves down there, and they said they had all these writings and stuff, and then they couldn't find any bodies. I mean, they found some bodies, but they didn't find a lot of bodies like there should have been.
Huh. Well, and that was the first – again, this book, they said, like, the Knights Templar worshiped the goat head, right?
Yes.
And
They worship the devil. They were guarding it, but it wasn't for Yahweh. It wasn't for Yeshua. So what they did was they inverted the truth on who Yeshua was. They made an engraven image, which if you go to Exodus 24, you're not supposed to make any engraven image. That never changed just because there was a New Testament. You're still not supposed to have an engraven image. You're still not supposed to have, you know, anything above, on, or below the sea. In the depths of the sea, you're not supposed to have any engraven images, anything.
What does that mean? Sorry.
The worship. What do you mean?
Like above the sea or below the sea?
So it says above the earth, so in the heavens, on the earth. So don't worship man. Don't worship anything on this earth.
I see.
Do not worship anything in the depths of the sea, which was, if you know anything about Dagon, so Nimrod went into the ocean, supposedly, and became Dagon. There's all these different stories, and it's like, first of all, he was killed by his uncle. This is the true story. He was killed by his uncle after he built the Tower of Babel and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he built the tower trying to ascend to the heavens. At the very top of the ziggurat, he had what was called the gates to the gods. And Yahweh said, if I had allowed them to, for surely they would have made it. So then he destroyed the temple and dispersed everyone, creating different languages, tongues, races, so that we would fight amongst each other, so that we shall not work with each other. Because next time we will for surely make it. And now you have CERN, where you have all these religions, races, different tongues working all in unity. And I think that's where they're going to uncover the veil, because he said next time they will for surely do it. And
damn, dude. And that's in the Bible?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep, Jacob's ladders, all that stuff. So that's why you see a lot of talk about the stairway to heaven. I just watched a movie the other night. Jinxa? It was a Chinese movie about the stairway to heaven, and it was on Amazon Prime. So I thought that was crazy. They talked a lot about it, was like biblical type stuff. Dude, they talk about the Tower of Babel everywhere. And so just like the Foo Fighters, they worship the Thelema religion of Babylon. And when I say Babylon, there's two different types of Babylon. There's the city and there's a scarlet whore. So you have Babylon, the city in Mesopotamia.
Right. Yes.
You have Babylon, the scarlet whore. And so they're worshiping the scarlet whore, the whore of Babylon. So there's two different, you know, it can be confusing because these names are intertwined.
Well, so the whore, like I've read a book on Jack Parsons and they're doing that big spell. So the whore, what is the whore? Like, I hear that all the time. Like, they were trying to bring out the whore of Babylon or the scarlet whore. What does that mean?
Scarlet whore means love. You'll see everyone talking about love. And if you look at Hinduism, they're always talking about love. It's always do as thou wilt. You're a god yourself. Do as thou wilt. If you want to have sex, have sex. If you want to, like, if you want to be a whore, be a whore. If you want to do black magic, do black magic. Do whatever you want. You're your own god. There is no law, and that's the teachings of Aleister Crowley. Is there is no law? Man is the law. Do not follow laws, and that's why you get a lot of this in Jada Pickett Smith. If you go on her IG,
yeah.
I posted one on her just lately. You should pull that one up. That's creepy, man. It's chaos magic. It's like one of the more recent posts that I had.
Oh, one of your posts. All right. Let me see.
Or you can go to hers. You can go to hers. It'll.
Oh, here. Oh, this. I posted a video on my Twitter about it here. Yeah. Is this
not the, this is one? But this one here, they're talking about the divine feminine power, which is Shakti. But, and then of course, they steam their vaginas on national TV. Right. I thought that was kind of funny. But here, you see the spiral?
Yeah.
So that's at the gateway of the gods. At the very top of the ziggurat, you would have those. And what it is when you're standing in the very center of it and you're walking out of the spiral, you're gaining the knowledge. Once you get to the very outer edge and you walk off, you're a god. So you have the ultimate knowledge. So they had these at the very gate to the entrance to the gate of the god, they would have the spiral. And it also was a symbol of pedophilia.
Damn, dude. Well, and you know, the one video I posted of her, she was like telling the story of her and her grandma, or like her mother was telling her at 9 years old how to pleasure herself because she didn't want her to have a man to do that. And she encouraged other women to teach their elementary school age kids to touch themselves to show that they don't need a man or whatever. She was like, clearly sick stuff, you know, like disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, it's witchery, man. Like, all this stuff they're doing is witches. And then you got Donald Trump, who I think is funny because the color red is for murder, sacrifice. Black and red is death, murder. And then you have Donald Trump, which is in the Scottish Rite Freemason club.
Yeah.
His father, Fred Trump. He had someone that spoke to him. I forget the name of it right now. But anyways, he was a Scottish Rite, 33rd degree Scottish Rite Freemason. His name was Vincent Peale. And he was supposedly the preacher that made Trump become Christian. And I'm like, it's fun. It's Presbyterian or whatever.
Yeah.
Actually a 33rd degree Scottish Rite Freemason on paper.
Wow.
And he and Donald Trump talked highly about this guy.
Wow.
Donald Trump was in the he had a show that he did for people, and I forgot where it was when it first came on. He on the scene or whatever, on his campaign scene, and he said George Bush, 1,000 points of light. What was that? He's like making fun of it, mocking it. But if you pull it up, Donald Trump, 1,000 points of light, he was at the ceremony, the foundation, whenever he was you know, he was like a star at the show, shaking hands with Senior Bush. He was there. He knows exactly what 1,000 points of light is.
Well, in his book, The Art of the Deal or whatever, he says he thanks his Kabbalah teacher, like in one of his books, you know, that taught him Kabbalah. So I just, you know, clearly it's a, oop, did I lose you? Oh, there you are.
Yeah, sorry, I had to turn the light on. I didn't realize this. I'm not becoming the Dark Lord.
I thought you just poofed and disappeared. But so do you? So you never fell for the Trump thing, the scam ever, or were you ever?
I didn't ever fall for it. At first, it sounded good. He was making fun of all the people I didn't like.
Yeah, right.
And then I started paying more attention. I was like, wait, everybody likes this guy. There's nothing wrong with him. So Alex Jones was pushing him really hard. I saw that. I was like, I've always had questions about him.
Yeah.
And hey, give me one second. I gotta mute this.
Yeah, no worries. So we'll talk while Dank is talking to whoever. But it is crazy like how much symbolism like that. If you guys didn't listen to my episode I did yesterday, it was on like the Jesuits and the secret symbolism that they put everywhere. Like I talked about the eagle lecterns and how the eagle is Apollo's symbol. Like, why do churches have eagle lecterns knowing that this is the mascot of a pagan god of Rome? Like, and I'm not saying like our local churches are like secretly sending us down the wrong line, but it's crazy to think that like all these symbols are right in our face and I never recognize any of them. Oh, sweet. You're back.
So the reason that you never recognize is because you weren't awake yet. So once you begin to wake up, you'll see them. Like, okay, so when I went through the awakening process, it took me a while because I was fighting it for a while.
Yeah.
You know, I've had dreams, I've had visions, I've had, like, when I say visions, I mean like stuff that actually happened. It manifested itself in my life. Some people call it premonitions, but I mean, I'm no prophet. I'm not saying it like that. I hate it when people try to say I'm a prophet. I'm like, no, that's not at all what I'm saying. I know someone that's doing that right now, and I disagree with anyone saying that. If I am, then great. But, you know, as long as I'm doing the work for the Lord, then great. But I'm not going to sit there and proclaim I am unless he comes down and there's a manifestation saying that he is the Lord. And
yeah.
Dreams inside of you, I'm not going to say I'm a prophet. That's stupid. I'm not going to do that. Just because I know the penalty of that. I'll say that real quick.
Yeah.
The penalty of being a false prophet is the same as the Nephilim that came down and bore children into the women, or bare children with the women. You get thrown in the lake of fire and be in damnation. And I would rather just be a regular sinner. And then, you know what I mean, than to even be facing that kind of penalty.
Right.
But the reason you don't see is because it's all around us. It's always been all around us. And you're not meant to see it unless your eyes have been opened. And that's what I call being awoke. That's why I hate that they took I've been calling myself awoken for probably since 2012.
Yeah.
I began waking up around 2008. I mean, it's an awakening process. I'm still not awake, obviously. Yeah. I still get fooled here and there. Donald Trump fooled me at first, honestly. 2016, I was fooled. I still wasn't fully convinced, but I was liking a lot of the stuff that I was seeing. And, and that's where the foolery came in. I started noticing that nobody else was even looking up this dude, his history, nothing, how he was donating money to Kamala Harris, or he was backing Schumer, or he was at the Thousand Points of Light ceremony or foundation ceremony, how he was playing with Bill and Hillary Clinton, how his friends with Jeff Epstein. I mean, he was there with all these people,
right?
You know, and he wants everyone to worship him pretty much. That's why all he does is talk about himself.
You're absolutely right, dude. And people do, right? They did.
They closed the churches for the man, and then they took the jab for him.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry. I even told people, I was like, see. And then everyone's like, well, he's being fooled. They're fooling him. And I'm like, oh, God. they're still saying that he's being fooled. And I'm like, I don't think he's being fooled. I mean, what happened to him being a genius? Oh, right. Now he's not a genius. Now he's being fooled. It's like people can't listen to themselves because they're under magic. That's what MAGA means. MAGA in Latin means sorcerer.
Damn, so, dude. Yeah, really? Like,
yeah, it really does. Look it up. Look up Latin to English, put in MAGA, and it will show you that it means sorcerer.
Wow, dude.
Then if you look at Marvel, they have a character coming on named Magus, which means sorcerer.
You're right, dude. I just pulled, for anyone just listening, I typed in Latin MAGA to English, and it means witch. And I'm sure there's other synonymous with sorcerers.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just saying that you were right, dude. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So MAGA translates into witch. Magus translates into sorcerer. So they have one of the most powerful beings in Marvel named Magus that is going to make his debut soon. They have Nimrod and X-Men making his debut. Already made his debut, I think, middle of last year.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, they're not playing. They said Nimrod was the most powerful being in X-Men.
What's your take? I don't see you get ever really like too political, but so obviously there's this like push for like this utopia, this communist or socialist utopia. What's like your take? Is that just like a scam? Like they control whatever economic system, or is there something like biblical about it?
In the name of love, man, it's all going to come as an angel of light. And then you're going to wake up and you'll realize it's a prison. It's a prison of darkness. That's why they're all in this Thelema religion. It's called the religion of love. And I know people, I said this last night whenever I was on Lux Rising. I know people probably not going to like this, but Bob Marley preached love a lot. And it's actually the religion of love is actually an inversion of the truth of what this shit really is, which is evil, hate, no free will. At first, it's going to come off as free will and all these things. That's what they're going to be pushing. And then it's going to be, you have no will. You're a slave because you're offending this person. And then because you got to, it's all about everyone being in harmony and love. And that's impossible.
Right.
We all have emotions, egos. There's no such thing as this all falling in single file line. Yeah. And allowing other people to not offend you or not to offend other people. It's the lie of love. And that's all it is. If you go on Jada Pinkett Smith, go on her Instagram, she put on a video. I got it somewhere on mine. I just can't remember where. Right there to the left of the second one.
This one?
Click on that, yeah. You'll see what I'm talking about.
So everyone, it's... trying to explain that she's got like magic here. She pulls a heart out of magic, draws the heart with her heart.
Love, chaos magic.
And puts the heart on her forehead, blows it away. And she's basically Harry Potter. For anyone transforms listening, it turns into a butterfly.
It transforms into a butterfly, but it starts with the eye. And it's always going to start with the eye because it's the eye of Lucifer. If you look up Odin, he's Lucifer. If you look at the names, he's pretty much the fallen one. He has the one eye. He's the angry, what is it? The angry god. He's the deceitful one, the evil one, the one-eyed monster. I mean, he's named the god of music. Pretty much everything Lucifer is, that's who Odin is. And then you have Thor. Thor is the god of lightning. He is Bel. He is Lucifer.
No way.
He's
So Thor is like Apollo almost, right? So again, do you think they do this to confuse us? Because that's why I can't ever like understand these pagan religions, because these names are all different, even though they're like the similar characters.
And you know what I mean? They all mask Christianity so that you can't see which one's the truth. And right. That's why they're doing it that way. It's a delusion. Remember, he's the father of lies. So you have to look at it as you're always being deceived. And that's why I talk about the Catholicism, where they have Yeshua up there on a cross. First of all, they're worshiping his death. You know what I'm saying? They're worshiping his death.
Oh, yeah. You never went. Explain that. So explain that.
Yeah. So the cross of Tao is a cross. They would use this cross to worship Tammuz, the sun god, known as Bel, which if you got to go to Canaan to actually to derive the name. So it's hella confusing. All of it is the dates, the times.
Yeah.
But it all amounts to the same thing. It's worshiping the devil. It's worshiping Bel. So he's on a cross. First of all, he's a white man, very tall, long hair. Just like I said, Nimrod had that. Well, Kronos, Zeus, they all had tall white person with long hair and a beard. Right. It says in the Bible that you're not supposed to have long hair. A man shall not have long hair. And it also says not to trust a man with long hair. And then it also says that a woman with long hair shall be blessed. In divinity. In feminine energy, she shall be blessed. Whereas a man shall polyp his hair. I forgot the name, but you're supposed to cut your hair short, even to shave it, just like the Buddhist, because you're shaming your head, is what it says. And then you'll hear people talking about, oh, it's your antennas and all this kind of crazy shit on podcasts. Yeah. And, I don't feel like that's all correct. But then they have Jesus. First of all, hey, Zeus, they broke it down from Greek. So the Greeks have you worshiping Zeus, not Yeshua. Yeshua means Joshua, actually. Yahshua.
Wow.
So they have you worshiping Zeus and then Krishna, which is Christ. Christ, they said Christo, Krishna, Christo. So they had Christo. Christo means anointed one. And so pretty much they were saying Zeus, the anointed one. But they're also mixing in Krishna, which is Hinduism. That's where I start talking a lot about, Christian Hinduism, because that's what they have us worshiping, the Saturn cube. forgive me, man. I had eight right before I went to sleep, and now it's
you're good, dude. You're fine. Don't worry.
So now you have Krishna. Krishna is one of the three avatars of Shiva.
Interesting.
And when you really get in, man, dude, Hinduism is a very hard one to actually get down to what they actually believe, because there's so many freaking avatars. You have the Monkey King. Have you ever watched the Monkey King? Oh man, let me. I forgot his freaking name off the top of my head.
I'll pull him up. The
Monkey. Oh, and that bee was called Nazi Bee. That was his name.
Oh, Nazi Bee.
Yeah, he's called Nazi Bee.
Here's the Monkey King guy. It's Hanuman.
Yeah, that's the Monkey King.
Damn, dude, that's a character. You
know, Chinese culture and everything. Yeah,
dude. See, like, so the cross is like a stolen. It's not a symbol that's in the Bible, is what you're saying.
No, we're not supposed to have any engraved images.
Right. I just talked about that. That it's from. I think I forget what book it's from, but they said no.
This chapter 20, verse 4, says it before Moses went up on Mount Sinai. He talked about it. And then when he came down from Mount Sinai, his cousin Aaron, they erected the golden calf using the Jewish people.
Yeah.
The Israelites. I'm sorry, I say Jewish. I meant to say the Israelite people, because Jewish is not the religion of Yahweh.
Right.
It's not the exact religion. They believe in Yahweh, but they don't believe in the truth. They only believe in the Torah. They don't believe in the New Testament. So therefore, it's not really the truth. They're still stuck in the past. Plus, they believe in mysticism, which is not a part of the Bible either, a part of Yahweh.
Yeah, right.
Mysticism is pretty much what we're seeing right now. The magic and all that shit. They put the cross on the forehead too.
Interesting, dude. And so I always notice that you always say the words Yeshua and Yahweh, and so that's why, is because that's the actual, translation.
Yeah, I will not say Jesus, just for the simple fact of that I feel like it's a delusion. If I'm wrong, then so be it. But at least I know I'm trying to make sure that I'm not worshiping the beast. Whereas everybody else, I can't say the same. You know, they're like, oh, don't say anything bad about him. But like, if you go to church, you say something bad about Jesus, it's like, hey, why is there an engraved image? Doesn't it say this in the Bible?
Yeah,
they're gonna get mad at you. They'll get mad at you. Like you're cursing their God. And I'm just like, but it literally says in Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 14, that if you go into the church, if you go in the church, these people are gonna be worshiping the Eastern Star. Who's everybody worshiping in the church? They're worshiping Jesus Christ. So then, therefore, I turn around. I'm like, well, you got the cross. That's from Saturn, all your worship. That's from Kronos. Then you have, which also, if you look up Tammuz, the cross actually comes from his name, Tammuz, the cross of Tau, T-A-U, I believe. It's the cross of Tau. And this is the cross of Tau is you know, it even speaks about it in Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 14, that the woman's weeping for Tammuz. They're weeping for Jesus, and they're, you know, they're worshiping him. That's the way I took it, because it's Jesus. You know, I'd rather be wrong I'd rather be wrong about it and know at least I was trying not to worship the devil, but than actually be going in there, reading the Bible and acting like I'm not following it. Like most people have the Bible read to them. I read the Bible when I was younger. So I read the whole Bible and all these verses stuck out to me. So I don't believe. There's lots of lies in the Bible. And it even says that thou shalt use the spiritual discernment. I don't remember the verse, but he said in the end of times, I'll give you signs through the stars, the suns, and the moon. And then he says in another verse right after that, how dare ye not discern the times I've given you? For I've given you the signs that you asked for. Now, if you want to believe the lies, I'll allow you to believe the lies, and I'll throw I'll cast the greatest deception and let you believe it. And I think that a lot of this has to do with people not reading their history, knowing that Constantine, who he was very open about it. He wrote the Codex of Vaticanus. So he wrote the Vatican. He's the one that wrote the whole religion.
Huh.
He's the reason that they're worshiping the cross. He's the reason that they're worshiping an engraved image of Jesus.
Right.
Or Yahshua. So if you know that, then how can you not ask questions about why we're being taught these things that are pagan? Well, I mean, we have everything about America. We're supposed to be a Christian nation, yet we're worshiping the Statue of Liberty, which is Apollo. We have the Gregorian calendar, which is the sun calendar. All of our holidays are pagan. Easter was set up in the Council of Nicaea through Constantine. You had, I mean, all of this stuff.
Well,
man.
Even Christmas, actually, right? December 25th, Julius Caesar said he was born on that day, or Octavius was born on that day.
Tammuz's birthday, Nimrod's birthday, December 25th.
Damn, dude. And just so people know, really, like,
it's the highest point of the sun. After that is a new sun. They're worshiping the sun. That's what's so significant about December 25th. And if for anybody that's listening, if you know Micah Dank, ask this question: how come if he's saying that Jesus Christ, that he's claiming that Yeshua is the son of man, saying that he's the sun god of man, then how come he wasn't really born on December 25th? I know he's saying Jesus Christ and all that. I know what I just said, but I know who he's talking about. Whereas the name Jesus Christ, all that is deception, yes. But these people are literally saying that he's born on December 25th, and he wasn't. He was born during like mid spring to summer. He was not. They've done the
right
triangulation with what the weather was looking like during the time of the birth, whenever they were traveling.
Yeah,
and so all of this stuff is a lie. You can't if you base your lies on a foundation of lies, then everything's a lie after that.
Yeah, that seems fair.
So
but you're right though, like even like I talked about yesterday, how like the Catholic Church or they called Mary the Queen of Heaven, and the only
they call her that?
Yeah, that's what like the and I there was some big Mary
that's
holiday.
Hilarious. Okay, so I'm so sorry. If you look up Ishtar was the Queen of Heavens.
Right. Yeah. And then it became Venus, and they called her the Queen of Heaven, and Jeremiah says five times, do not call anyone the Queen of Heaven. And, you know, it's a five-pointed star.
Yeah.
It's the only book in the Bible that.
Yeah.
Just like so it's like, I'm just adding to that, how you said you're worshiping, you think you're worshiping the Christian religion, but you're not. You're worshiping these pagan gods that they like manipulated and squeezed to get into, make you, to trick you, you know? And that's just mind blowing.
Yeah. So if you look at, if you look at Semiramis, which Semiramis is Isis, Ishtar, she goes by so many names, Whore of Babylon. She's the one that after I'm so sorry, I'm chopping this up so bad.
You're not chopping up anything, dude. I think it's great. I keep saying wow, so I love it. I love it.
So Semiramis, the queen of heavens. Oh, my girl, I'm about to go, man. My girl's tripping.
Yeah. You want to?
We could do a part two. We could do a part two on just straight up. I call it the unholy trinity, and that's what they have us worshiping, not the real trinity.
Dude, that's a beautiful next topic. So tell everyone how they can go find your work or whatever, and we'll end it here.
Yeah, brother. Colorado_Dank99 on Instagram. And then if you're on Twitter and you want to give me a follow, it's CDink99, but don't expect a whole lot out of Twitter, because I'll get kicked off if I post any of this stuff.
Well, dude, thanks. We're doing a part two on the unholy trinity. That sounds awesome already. Thanks for coming. And,
yeah, I can dig deep into it. It's a lot of information to put into one podcast or 1 hour, but yeah. I think we covered a lot of material.
No, dude, it was a great show. So thank you. Thanks, everyone. We had 15 people watching. So awesome, dude. It was great. Oh, it was
thank
great.
You all.
Yep, all right, Dank. Take all care. Right,
yeah, have a good night, brother.
All right. And everybody, thanks for listening. We'll talk soon. Peace.